Thank you. This time we're going to have us join together to a time of worship through prayer this morning. Brother Don will come and lead us in prayer, and we'll take it up.
California training right now, but his group of Marines is in Afghanistan and have lost 4 in the last 5 weeks in battle. He asked that we pray for them. Let's pray for all of our military. Also, I'd like for us to pray for the Eppersons. I'd like for us to pray for our church, our pastor, Eric and his family. Pastor's family, all of our staff. I'd like for us to pray for each other. Most of all, I'd like for us to pray for the lost that doesn't know their Savior as their Savior. Do you have any special prayer requests this morning? Stan Green. Let's pray for Stan. Let us pray. Father, we love you. Lord, we just want to thank you for this day. We just thank you for allowing us, Lord, to be born in a free country where we can freely come and worship you. Most of all, Lord, we want to thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, who freely got on the cross that we might spend one day in eternity with you, Lord. Father, I just pray that you'd give us the words you have us to say. Keep us, Lord, as clean vessels. Help us to repent of any sin in our life that would keep us from serving you. And Lord, when we're before the lost, I pray, Lord, that you'd give us the words you'd have us to say. I just ask that you be with us in the rest of this service, Lord. Forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The world was in a solemn state on the eve of the incarnation. The people of Israel found themselves outcasts in their own land, land that had been promised to them by their God. The promise of a deliverer, a Messiah, echoed from a distant past. The political oppression of the Roman Empire and the religious control over the people, led by the ultra-conservative, radical leadership of the Jewish people, made life intolerable. There were those who still believed, who did not place the ritual of the law over the reality of the Lord. They took God at his word. God made a promise, and God always keeps his promises. It was important to always be there, to always be ready. Thank you.
There was no palace for this prince, no crown for this future king, no throne for this one who would reign forever and ever. Into a world of arrogance, power, and extravagance, he brought humility, vulnerability, and sacrifice. What began at the foundation of the world and the timeless dimensions of eternity was coming to fruition in a tiny village nestled in the hills of Judea, locked in the time and the framework of time and space. Mary and Joseph came to Bethlehem as commanded by the Roman Empire, but as foretold by the Lord through his prophets, there was no precedent for this holy night.
That glorious song of old, of angels bending near the earth to touch their harps' gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in silence still
Incarnation. certainly had its overwhelming moments. A host of angels left heaven and came to Earth's atmosphere to present the most famous concert in history. There was more to come, but what an incredible story so far. The first Noel, born as a king. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing.
Born as a king, earth, heaven, and nature join and sing. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing. Born as a king. Born as a king, earth, heaven, and nature join and sing. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing.
To bring their offerings and to bow down and worship the Holy Child, the one true King.
Kings of earth on a course unknown, bearing gifts from silhouette of a caravan painted
The tapestry of the first Noel is seamlessly woven between incomprehensible and the commonplace. The air of all heaven's riches take on the weight of all earth's poverty. The mention of angels and the shepherds, magi, a star from the east, and a manger will ever be connected to the realms of the miraculous. On the mystery of the wondrous, boundless, timeless love of God.
Noel. All the Noels to follow were celebrations of that extraordinary holy night. However, there are many who may never experience a true Noel, a true Christmas, a celebration of the coming of the Savior. Christmas begins when the Christ of Christmas is born in the hearts of those who seek Him. He comes to us, He moves among us, not because of our merit, but because of His mercy. This could be your time to experience the miracle of Christmas. This could be your time to come to this hallowed manger ground. This could be your time to behold His glory. Come and worship. You will not be turned away. This could be your first Noel.
choir. Thank you, Eric. Thank you for that message in song. And what a wonderful thing, what a wonderful event took place 2,000 years ago. And all of our decorations and all of the music and all of what we've been doing here today and always here at Big Spring points us to that one wonderful event 2,010 years ago in Bethlehem when God came to earth. You know, God told us that he was coming. God foretold through the prophet Isaiah that he was going to send a son, that he was going to send a child. And he said in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, through that prophet, he said, a son will be born, a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And his government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. You know, I am reminded this Christmas season of something I read where a store owner put a sign out on his window thinking that he would try to get folks in the Christmas spirit. And he said these words on that sign, let's make this the best Christmas ever. And someone came along and wrote underneath that sign, how do you improve upon the first Christmas? You cannot do that. You cannot do that. The first Christmas was when Jesus Christ, Mighty God, was born. Isaiah says that Mighty God came to us. My friend, I don't know about you, but I need power in my life. And Christmas means that power came to us. Mighty means strength. Mighty means power. And to overcome those problems, those difficult things that come into our lives, those sad things that come into our life, God came. Not only did his power come, but God came. And when God comes, his glory comes. And so we see the glory. We see God's glory at Christmas time through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, we see our everlasting Father. And we see that there is hope. All of us need hope. And without hope, we're hopeless. Without hope, we're helpless. And the Bible says, without Jesus Christ, we're dead in our trespasses and sins. And we are without hope in this world. But when the everlasting Father came, he brought hope. He brought confident expectation that there will be a better day for all of us. And then the Father came. When the Father came, that demonstrated perfect love. Not an earthly Father, but the heavenly Father came in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. And I hope that you'll celebrate that with us. And I hope that if you've never experienced the first Noel, as the choir just told us about and sang about, that today, right now in these moments, you would make this the first Noel in your life. Let's bow together as we pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for Christmas. And we thank you for the music of Christmas, which draws us to Jesus, which draws us to the manger. But Lord, when we think about the manger, we so often leave Jesus as a baby there in the manger. But Jesus, you grew up and you grew into a man who was born to die on the cross for the sins of the entire world. Thank you, Jesus, that you did that for each and every one of us. And Father, I just pray that in these moments that as you're speaking to our hearts, that as believers, we would recommit our lives to you and say, Lord Jesus, once again, whatever it is that you lead me to do and you invite me to do, Lord, I want to answer that call wherever and whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to say, Lord, wherever you want me to go, I'm willing to go. And then for those, Lord, who have not yet stepped across the line or not yet believers in Jesus, that this day, right now, in their hearts, They would say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you love me even when I didn't know about you and about what you came to do. But today, Lord, I'm trusting you as my Savior. Come into my life. Change me, Lord. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of trying to live my life without you. Be my Lord and my Master. And Father, we offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In just a moment, I believe we're going to close this service. But before we do that, if you made a decision today, I want to invite you to just maybe come up to myself or to Brother Eric or one of our choir members or one of our deacons and just say that God spoke to my heart today and I just want to tell somebody about that. Or I invited Jesus in my life and I want to tell somebody about that. I want to encourage you to do that. I have one announcement, and that is we've canceled our services for tonight. Our meeting at 4:30 is canceled, and also our business meeting for tonight has been canceled due to the weather. But we're glad that you've been here today and that you've chosen to worship with us at Big Spring Baptist Church. God bless.
Music choir, I want to thank you also for sharing with us today. And our guests and everyone, welcome, and thank you for being here. Thank you for Brother Greg helping us always with sound, and then Cooper jumping in. Stan Grimm, if you know, they've been away visiting Tracy, the Frasers, and Andrew over down in New Zealand. And you can only imagine if you pick up a globe, that's a little bit of a flight on the way back, and it's exhausting to anyone. And right now that he's dealing with a lot of sickness, and Cooper has stepped in and helped us out with that. But with that, let's all stand together to remember this afternoon and lift each other up in prayer. And we'll just pray, and you can be dismissed. Be careful going home this afternoon. I know this weather's supposed to get creative. We want to lift up Brother Jerry and Miss Patsy. We'll be traveling actually northward into this, so we want to lift them up too. Father, thank you again for this day and this opportunity to worship, the joy of the season, what it brings to us. And Father, helping always in our hearts and our minds, keeping the knowledge of what this is about. This isn't about commerce. It is about your love and your salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great day. God bless and Merry Christmas.